Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Well, y'all, I seen a charge on my credit card statement for $39.99. The woman I just talked to told me it was for a membership for something which I did not authorize. So I would like a full reimbursement of the $39.99.
Okay, can I have the first and last name and zip code, please?
Lois, L-O-I-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T.
Okay, and can I have the, if you don't mind, can you provide me with the shipping address, ma'am?
1413 Highway 59, mm-hmm. Mandeville, Louisiana, 70448.
Thank you. Okay, I pulled up an account with that information. Allow me a moment to review the account, see what's been going on here. Thank you for your patience. Okay. See, this is in regards to the discounts club membership for our discount savings store. This was created when you went ahead and selected the tactical bag as the gift for the $5.74. As it stated in terms of conditions, yep. You were going to be billed the membership fee for 6 days after initially signing up, and you would receive a $125 gift card to shop online.
I didn't receive no $125 gift card. I didn't receive that. And I didn't want a membership.
Okay, I do apologize. Did you select the tactical bag as the gift, ma'am?
I did. It said it was free except for shipping.
So that was a for membership, ma'am. Yes, you pay the shipping cost for the tactical bag to receive it as a gift for signing up for the membership. If you didn't want to be billed the membership fee, you would have had a call within that 16 time period. Before we build
okay, well, none of that is explained
fee.
Online. I sure did not know I was signing up to a membership. I didn't know that because it's not there in plain sight.
I do apologize.
So I would like my $39.99 back. That's all. I just want my $39.99 back. I don't really want to argue with you about it.
It was disclosed in the terms
I only understand. I only understand. I didn't see any terms and conditions. I only understand this because I just talked to the other lady that's what happened. To my knowledge, I was getting charged $5.97 or whatever it is you said that was the shipping for the tactical bag. That
so
was
you,
a joke.
You had signed up for a membership by selecting the tactical bag, ma'am. Now,
yeah,
it is
you
not
told
fraudulent.
Me that already.
What I can go ahead and do for you is apply a 35% courtesy refund to the membership fee for you today.
I'm filing a dispute with my credit card.
Okay, ma'am. Well, it's not fraudulent. You did have to
agree
to those terms and conditions.
It is fraudulent.
No,
it is fraudulent.
Okay, ma'am.
How can I be thinking I'm buying, I'm paying shipping for something? A free thing that y'all said was free when y'all never said it was a membership to anything. I don't want a membership. I didn't want a membership then.
Ma'am,
otherwise, I wouldn't have done it.
I understand your frustration, ma'am, but it was disclosed in terms and conditions. It's not fraudulent. What I will go ahead and do, though, as a courtesy refund is issue a 50% refund back to your account for that membership fee.
I want 100% refund. I don't want any because my credit card would company will take care of it with y'all for the fraud.
Ma'am, it's not fraudulent, ma'am. It was disclosed in the
Yeah, but if you give me 50% back, if you give me 50% back, they are not, my credit card company is going to say, well, then you were reimbursed. No, I want 100% and they will get, I've already talked to them. They will get the 100% for me.
So you've already filed a dispute with your card company for this?
Yes, I did, because I have no idea what this charge is. What I just told you. Are you deaf?
Ma'am, I'm trying to assist you, ma'am.
You just want to argue with me.
No, ma'am, I'm trying to assist you, ma'am. But you're stating that you filed a dispute with them. Did they tell you to call us first before they would handle that dispute, or what did they say, ma'am? I'm trying to clarify what was said with your bank when you spoke with them, ma'am.
You don't need to know that. You just need to give me,
okay, ma'am.
No, they didn't tell me to call you, but you don't need to know that.
So is there an active dispute for these charges, ma'am?
Stop it.
Is
give
there
me the damn $40 back,
ma'am,
or get off the phone with me. You're wasting my time.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to
my credit card is going.
I am trying to assist
it's a,
you.
It's
with
America.
That,
if I want to say damn, fuck, shit, I can. It's okay. America.
Ma'am, if you curse at me, though, ma'am, any further on this call, I will disconnect you to your vocal language directed towards me. Let's keep it professional. What I will go ahead and do is I will assist you with the refund, but I need to verify. You said you mentioned you filed a dispute with your bank. So is there currently an active dispute for that $39.99 that you're inquiring,
yes,
getting a refund? Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
Since there's an active dispute, before I can proceed forward with assisting you with the refund, ma'am, you will need to call back with your bank on the line. So we can
of
verify
course
what's going on with that dispute
of
you
course
filed with them.
No, I'll get my money from them. I'll get my money,
ma'am,
from them.
Since you filed
they're gonna
a dispute,
get it from,
ma'am,
you,
for us,
okay,
to be able to proceed forward with
and
the
I will
refund,
put every time I
back
see y'all ad on,
okay,
Facebook or any other place, I'm gonna say fraud. I'm,
ma'am,
gonna say scam.
Ma'am,
I'm gonna let the people know that y'all are just fraudulent.
Ma'am, it wasn't fraudulent. It was disclosed in terms
it
of
it was.
But again,
that's
for me
strictly
to
your opinion. I'm living it.
For me,
I know
to
what I did.
Okay,
I didn't get a membership. I did not know I was signing up for a membership because you as a company did not disclose that.
It was
y'all used a bait and switch. You used a bait and switch sales tactic. And that is fucking fraud.
Okay. Ma'am, I'm going to need to go ahead and release the line due to your vocal language.
Yeah,
I'm trying to
up
assist you, ma'am.
Hang up.
But
that's
if
fine.
If you continue to curse at me, I will have to release the line due to your vocal
the
language.
The only way you can assist me is to give me the $39.99 back. Now, are
since
you going to do that? Yes or no?
Since you have a dispute with your
yes
bank
or no
before I can proceed forward with a full refund,
yes
you will
or
need
no
to call back with them on the line, ma'am.
Yes or no?
You will need to call back with your bank on the line since you have
what
a dispute
is your name
on that charge for me
what
to
is,
be able
what
to
is your name
with a full refund. My name is
what
Joseph,
is your
ma'am
name?
My name is Joseph.
Joseph.
I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department, ma'am.
What's your last name?
My name is Joseph. That is my name.
Oh.
My last name is Williams.
Joseph Williams? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Again, once you call back with the
well,
bank on the line,
like
we'll be
a
able
woman
to
I guess you... I guess you,
okay. Ma'am,
Joseph
I'm going to need you to refrain from any more personal attacks or threats, or I will disconnect this call. I'm not here for you to be disrespectful to.
I'm not
attacking
you.
I am trying
you're
to
assist
you.
Telling you what
you,
I hear.
Ma'am.
I hear a woman. I don't hear
I'm
a man.
I'm a sir, ma'am. Not a ma'am. I'm a sir. Now, again, since you have a dispute with your bank for the $39.99, you'll need to call back with your bank on the line, and we'll proceed forward with assisting you with